Remember, every taxi in Ireland must accept credit and debit card payments as well as cash. The National Transport Authority also announced today that taxi fares will increase from next Thursday by, on average, 12%. Wendy Thompson is Director of Public Transport Regulation with the NTA. She's on the line now. First of all, Wendy Thompson, this 12% increase, it's a fairly hefty increase. What's the basis for NTA approving it?
Well, our role as taxi regulator is to ensure that the consumer gets a high quality, modern, affordable and accessible service, but while striking a fair balance with the self-employed taxi drivers nationwide, Brian. And NTA reviews the maximum fare every 2 years. And so this happened this year, and we took both the users and the drivers into account, and the full fare review examined all the running costs and fixed costs that a driver has to pay to give a taxi service in today's economic environment. So that includes what's most important, I suppose, given one of your speakers, the fuel prices, the energy prices, mm-hmm. the cost of vehicles and so on. And then we look at that together with the macro environment and the cost of living changes for both drivers and passengers. This time, because of what was going on in the post-pandemic era and the socialising that had been taken up again, we also considered very strongly the passenger demand and how that's changed since pre-COVID times. So particularly for the nighttime trips and the socialising trips, they're up about 45% in Dublin, for example, as the restrictions closed. So we did this assessment. We also have to remember that taxi drivers were due to get a 5% fare increase in 2020. They decided not to take that given the situation the country was in. Mm-hmm. So this increase is to include all the cost changes from before that 5%, and everything up to now.
People will also be aware, though, the great difficulty often in finding a taxi, certainly at peak times at the weekend and so on. Is this
exactly?
Are you hoping that this will help to retain and recruit into the business?
Exactly, Brian. Yeah, we listened to the users. We weighted the increase heavily towards the nighttime economy when demand has started outstripping supply, as I said. And to incentivize more drivers to work the nighttime periods, we weighted it much more heavily towards those nighttime periods. So for a single passenger, which is always the most expensive way to use public transport, some daytime journeys have only increased by about 60 cents over those 4 years. Mm-hmm. But the really popular demand-driven 1 a.m., 2 a.m. journeys, they're right at the other spectrum, the other end of the spectrum in relation to the increases. All and right. For that single passenger travelling alone on, say, you know, a 15-kilometer trip maybe out to Swords or past Saggart or out to Shankill, you know, those larger journeys.
Yeah,
I've just given the Dublin example because that's where most of the media has set. It's about 3 to 4 euro extra.
Okay.
Now, of course, if you share a trip with friends, it's much less. But even on the highest increase, Brian, it's still less than half or I suppose sometimes even a quarter of a late night
drink.
It's
another increased cost, though, and everything's going up, isn't
yes,
it?
But look, yes, but, Wendy, it, but it's we'll, choice.
Yeah, we leave it there. Wendy Thompson from the National Transport Authority. Thanks for that.